Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we give your name praise, glory, and honor for this another day. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we have survived it. We have seen it. You brought us to it, Father God, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for this holiday season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We wake up this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for our uprise and our shining. Thank you, Father God, for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered. And as you have ushered us into a brand new day, thank you for this day, Father, a day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. We confess every sin of omission, commission, Father God, everything in between. We thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us, to cleanse us, to wash us, Father God. And we say hallelujah to your name and your name alone. Father God, we commit these services into your hands. Father God, hallelujah, that you and you alone will be magnified, glorified, and praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Thank you. Now, Father God, have your way, for we are the potter and you are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, to you, and to you, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God has kept us and he has brought us to it. To God be praise, glory, and honor. We are forever, ever, ever, ever grateful. Oh, yes, indeed we are. Amen and amen. We welcome and we are grateful. Amen to all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here on this special day. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat at the table. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The meal today is just as delicious as it is every day. It's just another day to eat it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We are grateful for all of our faithful ministry partners. Amen. Glory be to God. Grateful. Amen. To the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry members, official members. Amen. Just so grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. For everything. Amen. For everything in Jesus' name. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Amen. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. And to God be praised all day long. Amen. Let us turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 29. 1 Chronicles 29. And we want to read a few verses in your hearing. And let us begin in verse number 1. Amen. 1 Chronicles 29. Verse 1 reads, "Then King David turned to the entire assembly and said, 'My son Solomon, whom God has clearly chosen as the next king of Israel, is still young and inexperienced. The work ahead of him is enormous, for the temple he will build is not for mere mortals. It is for the Lord God himself, using every resource at my command. I have gathered as much as I could for building the temple of my God. Now there is enough gold, silver, bronze, iron, and wood, as well as great quantities of oxen, other precious stones, costly jewels, and all kinds of fine stone and marble. And now, because of my devotion of my God, I am giving all of my own private treasures of gold and silver to help in the construction. This is an addition to the building materials I have already collected for his holy temple. I am donating more than 112 tons of gold from Ophrah and 262 tons of refined silver to be used for overlaying the walls of the buildings and for the other gold and silver work to be done by the craftsmen. Now then, who will follow my example and give offerings to the Lord today? Then the family leaders, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the generals and the captains of the army, and the king's administrative officers all gave willingly for the construction of the temple of God. They gave about 188 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 370 tons of silver, 675 tons of bronze, and 3,750 tons of iron. They also contributed numerous precious stones, which were deposited in the treasury of the house of the Lord under the care of Jehiel, a descendant of Gershon. The people rejoiced over the offerings, and they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on the earth is yours, O Lord. And this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we could give you anything? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone too soon without a trace. O Lord our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon the wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and to do everything necessary to build this temple for which I have made these preparations. Then David said to the whole assembly, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed low and knelt before the king and the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Gratitude. Hallelujah. In the right place. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? Oh, glory be to God. We see here, beloved, in our scripture this morning, coming out of 1 Chronicles 29. Amen. And it records our King David. We want to thank God for King David. Amen. Our brother David. Hallelujah. The man after God's own heart. Yeah, we'll see him when we get to heaven. Because believe me, he's there. Amen. But here he was deeply moved at the people's generosity in preparing God's temple. Oh, they gave freely. They gave like their own house was being built. They wasn't stingy. They came with the gold. They came with the silver. They came with the iron. Amen. Whatever you needed, it was not too much to ask for. Amen. They didn't give sparingly, but they gave generously. Amen. And King David was moved by that. Hallelujah. David was inspired. Amen. And he expressed his earnest and his sincere gratitude in honor of the great God. David was grateful. I'm talking about Thanksgiving. He was grateful. Hallelujah. He has something to be thankful for, beloved. And this is why, amen, in verse 10 in our chapter, and I reiterate, and verse number 10, starting at 10, he said, blessed be you. Blessed be you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever, not just for today, forever and ever. Yours, Lord, is the greatness. Yours, Lord, is the power. Yours, Lord, is the glory. It is the victory. It is the majesty for all that is in the heaven, and for all that is in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches are yours. Honor is yours. And both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power, in your hand is might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you. Oh, come on, get in the Lord. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. And not only that, we praise you. We praise your glorious name. For who am I? Who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sword? Because the truth of the matter, he was saying here, is that all things come of you. And of your own have we given you. We're just giving back. We thank you for an opportunity to give back to you what already belonged to you. It was yours from the get-go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It never belonged to us. It always belonged to you. Every good and every perfect gift comes from you. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for an opportunity to be able to give back to you what's yours. Oh, he was grateful. You have given to me freely. I give back to you freely. Glory be to God. God, you have not been stingy with me. I will not be stingy with you. Glory be to God. And here we see at a very heightened experience where David comes to the Lord with a spirit of thanksgiving because he was just thankful and he was just grateful. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just so grateful. Thank you for an opportunity. Thank you for an opportunity. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to give back to you what's already yours. I don't have nothing to give you because everything is yours anyhow. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, glory be to God. David, amen. He was a thankful soul, a grateful soul. Amen. Glory be to God. David knew he had something to be grateful for. Amen. For God, amen, giving him life, giving him health, giving him strength. Glory be to God. David, amen, was showing his gratitude for a loving family. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about his son Solomon and friends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We thank God for family. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. How God created humans with the need for family. Amen. Thanking him for our spouses. Thanking him for our children, our grandchildren, in spite of problems and arguments that will occur from time to time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, can you imagine your life without your loved ones? Oh, glory be to God. Realize how different it would be if your loved ones were not on the scene. Amen. Thanking God for employment. Thanking God for business. Thanking God for opportunities. David and his people had something to give. They had something in the storehouse. They had something in the bank. They had something in the safe deposit box. They had something in the corner. Oh, they had something in their pocketbook. They had something. Amen. Glory be to God. That they was not holding back from God. They came with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank God for opportunities to give. Thank God for employment. Beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever your source of income is, without a job, how would you earn a living? How would you eat? How would you feed your family? How would you pay your rent? How would you pay your mortgage? Glory be to God. At times where corporations are laying off hundreds and thousands of employees at a time, beloved, we have to be grateful to God for the job he has provided, the business he has provided, the service that he has provided. Amen. The opportunity that God has provided unto us, beloved. And although you may experience hardship with coworkers or employers, acknowledge that without your job, you would not have a means to support your family or yourself. Come on now. Clothing. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Food. Glory be to God. We're going to be feasting today. Amen. Think about, amen, those who will not be feasting because their houses was blown up in war. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And you don't have to go across the country. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless the ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. I know for the last 3 years, amen, what we did after Thanksgiving is we would pack up little plates, amen, and those styrofoam, amen, with the covering, and go out, amen, and feed the poor. Thank God. Amen. God talks about those who will feed the poor. Amen, Holly. We're not only concerned about our bellies being filled. Amen. We want to fill somebody else's belly. Thank God for food. Thank God for clothing. Supposed we had to walk around naked. Glory be to God. I was looking in my closet the other day. I said, Lord, I'm blessed. Somebody just blessed me with two beautiful dresses. I mean, these dresses are so beautiful. I got to find some place to go to wear. That'd be absolutely stunning. I had to look in the mirror myself and say, wow. Glory be to God. I don't know what they pay for it. Amen. I ain't asking. Amen. All I know is it fit like it was tailor-made for me. Amen. But, beloved, amen, I don't care if it's a jogging suit, a pair of shorts. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thanking God for our clothing. Thanking God for shelter. Amen. A place to live. Hallelujah. It wasn't bombed down. Come on now. Hallelujah. We have something to thank God for. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. Especially, hallelujah, those of us in the United States of America. Maybe I'm speaking to someone over in Russia. Maybe I'm speaking to someone in Ukraine. Amen. Or Israel. Glory be to God. And your testimony is not the same today. But guess what? You're still alive to hear me. Amen. And you can always build all over again. And let me tell you, if God did it once, he'd do it twice. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. God understands that as physical humans, we need physical substance for survival. Glory be to God. And this is why he tells us in Matthew 6, he says, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? For take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Beloved, if God cares, amen, for the clothes that the flowers wear, how much more will he provide, amen, for those that obey him? Hallelujah. Beloved, are you grateful for God's promises, or do you take it for granted? Hallelujah. God's truth. How much do you appreciate God's word? How much do you appreciate the Holy Bible? God has provided a way for us to know and understand his laws through this great book of instruction. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was doing some studying. Amen. Glory be to God. And I ran upon a quote. Amen. That President Lincoln, amen, is quoted as saying, and it reads like this. He says, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. All things most desirable for man's welfare here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Peter, amen, stated in St. John chapter 6, verse 68, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Beloved, do you feel the same way? Glory be to God. God's Sabbath and holy days. How much do you appreciate and thank God, beloved, for his Sabbath days. How much do you appreciate God for his holy days? By observing these, you are separate. You are different from the world. Oh, be ye separate. Ah, come on now and come out from among them. They help you understand the great plan of God and how he has made it available to you. Keeping God's purpose for these days in mind, beloved, will allow you better see the big picture and be thankful toward God for allowing you to be a part of it. Now, God's sacrifice, hallelujah, where God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Somebody needs to give God some praise for Christ's sacrifice. Oh, glory be to God. Suppose that you just received news, beloved, that you have 30 minutes left to live. Suppose God revealed it to you. Just 30 minutes is all you got. Another 30 minutes, you're out of here. You're going to take your last breath in 30 minutes. Huh? How much more would you appreciate your life in those last 30 minutes? How much more would you appreciate everything in your life in those last 30 minutes? See, you would appreciate these things, beloved, as the going saying goes, like there's no tomorrow. But you may have not realized, beloved, that you are actually on death row. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. All of us, Lottie Dottie and everybody, hallelujah. Unless you are baptized and you have been redeemed from under the death penalty, sin, the Bible tells us, beloved, that you are condemned to death because the wages of sin is death. Christ, who is our perfect and sinless Savior, shed his blood in our stead, dying for our sins. He became the Savior for all humanity. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you fully comprehend this knowledge? Do you appreciate this great sacrifice? Like an inmate being pardoned seconds before the switch on that electric chair. And I like to read, I like to follow those stories and life stories. And I've seen where several people over the years in the electric chair, they were standing at the switch, amen, counting down. And right before they got the one, they was pardoned. Ah, somebody stop. Amen, the executioner. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's how we were. Huh? Come on, somebody. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And can you imagine how grateful, amen, that prisoner was or ex-prisoner was and who came so close to execution, electrocution, amen, but was spared, was pardoned, amen. And, beloved, that's how we ought to be. Grateful. Grateful. Truly grateful, what, for Christ's redemption. Hallelujah. How we have been redeemed. We have now considered the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because, amen, of Jesus' sacrifice. Are you grateful or do you just take it for granted? Beloved, without these things, your life will be empty, shallow, miserable. I know mine would be, and all of us would be. And completely non-existent. Come on now, because Christ makes the difference. He makes the difference. Are you grateful, beloved? Are you grateful? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to close, amen, with this reading here coming out of Psalms, amen, 136. Psalms 136. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And it reads like this. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks for him, to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong arm. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love endures forever. Give God. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah for everything. For everything. In all things. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. In all things. We give God praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It could have been worse. We could have been aborted. We could have been miscarried. Your glory be to God. God gave you life. Glory be to God. How your mom and daddy might have come together. Hallelujah. But they didn't make you. You came from heaven. Hallelujah. God's gift. How fearfully made. Wonderfully made. Glory be to God. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. I was meditating last night. Hallelujah. I had just got finished watching a movie, and it had inspired me so much. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, if I could do this all over again, if I could live my life all over again, would I do it different? And the answer to that question was yes. Yes, I would do something very, very different if I had an opportunity to go back in time. But then I summarized. I said, but Lord, if I did things differently, hallelujah, I said, I might not be here with you on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I choose you, Father God. So if it took that, and if it took the decisions I made and everything that I did to be where I am today, then I'm glad for the pathway that I have taken. Glory be to God, because the truth of the matter is the things that I would have done differently is still not too late to do. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? Who are you thankful to? Hallelujah. Who, beloved? Hallelujah. As we go forth this day, hallelujah, let us begin, amen, to be more intentional about giving God praise for everything, for everybody, in every situation. Hallelujah. Don't just tell the Lord thank you. Tell the people around you thank you. Amen. Tell your family, amen, how much you appreciate them. Tell your neighbors how much you appreciate them. Tell your enemies how much you appreciate them. Tell everybody. Hallelujah. Your enemies are just your elevators. Glory be to God for promotion. They have a purpose. Glory be to God. Don't hate them back. That's why God said pray for them. They're pushing you into your destiny. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be grateful, beloved. Be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good. For he is good. He is very good. God is good. And God, we just want to say thank you this morning, Father God, for another day. We just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for this holiday. Father God, millions did not make it from yesterday to today. So we know it was multi-millions of people that did not make it from last Thanksgiving to this Thanksgiving. But Father God, we're in the number. We're in the number, and we just want to say thank you that we're in the number, Father. Thank you for all the blessings, everything, all the doors that you have opened, ways out of no ways, keeping us from evil, keeping us from danger, keeping us, Father God, sustaining us, supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory, even granting us some of our heart's desires. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even for some of us who have laid family members to rest and buried family members, we thank you for the memories. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the experience. We thank you for the legacies, Father God. We bless you. We bless you, Father. We thank you for this ministry, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, 13 years that you have kept this ministry standing strong, Father God, teaching us, leading us, guiding us, directing us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our strength. Thank you, Father God, for paying the bills, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no ways. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, God, that we haven't buried any of our partners, Father God, this year. Father God, we're still standing. We're still standing and moving forward. Thank you for the expansion. All of those people that we are sharing this ministry to, Father God, who hasn't come yet, Father God, we know they all coming at the same time. And we thank you for giving us this break to prepare us to make plans on how to handle prosperity, how to handle the increase. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, how to handle the success. Father God, many people have plans if they fail. Very few have plans for success and for abundance. And so we thank you for giving us this time to map out our strategies, Father God, what to do when all these people come. Father God, that everybody, hallelujah, will be blessed and play a part. We bless you and we say thank you, Father, as we go out today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we are praying for traveling road mercy. All of your people that will be traveling, if they're flying, if they're in a walkie, if they're in an Uber, if they're driving, regardless, bicycle, however they're traveling, Father God, we pray for divine protection. Oh, Father God, to keep us and our families, Father God, away, Father God, from danger seen and danger unseen, Father God. Bless our homes, Father God, if we're occupying it or not, Father God. Bless the homes. Keep the homes, Father God. Help us not to eat contaminated food today, Father God. Sometimes people give away contaminated food, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask all your blessings, Father. Oh, Father God, may there be no bad news in our circle, no bad news in our city. Father God, may they mark this day on the calendar, Father God, in a long time, that there was no violence and no evil, Father God, on this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those in other countries that are still experiencing bloodshed, devastation, bombing, and Father God, hostages and kidnapping and sex trafficking and all type of devastation, horrendous devastation. Our hearts go out to these people, Father God. Father God, that it's going to be virtually impossible for them to sit down and eat a peaceful meal today, Father God, because of their environment and the situation in which they're living. Some don't even have homes, Father God, to sit in, Father God. But Father God, we're asking for your grace. We're asking for your mercy, Father God, hallelujah, and that you will reflect your glory in their situations. Thank you, Father. Somebody in a nursing home, somebody in a boarding home, somebody with no family, feeling lonely. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to reach out to somebody, Father God. Invite somebody over to dinner. Bring somebody a plate. Oh, Father God, do something for somebody on this day. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to bless you, Father. Hallelujah for this. Thank you for everything that you have done. Father God, thank you for all the things that you're doing right now. And thank you for even the things yet to be revealed. We bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. And we glorify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. It cannot be broken. It shall not be broken. It will not be broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Every spirit of retaliation, we bind. Every spirit of whiplash, we bind. Every spirit, Father, and we thank you, hallelujah, for your divine protection and your promises that we stand on. We thank you for everything. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We refuse to be ungrateful anymore, Father God, towards you or towards anybody. But we thank you for a grateful heart in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. In Jesus' name, and Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. For your service to this ministry all this week, all this month, all this year, and for the last 13 years. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. We are on holiday sabbatical as of now, and we will resume our early morning service on Monday morning. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back on Monday morning. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy family and friends. Be safe. Amen. Glory be to God. Be prayerful. Amen. Be thankful. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. This day and every day. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. God bless you, and I do love you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
If you have something to thank God for, just help us simply tell him thank you. Come on and sing, Mara.
If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you. If I never hear what's to be heard. If I never speak another word. If I never see another sight. Or taste another bite. I want to say thank you. Thank
you. Come on, company.
Oh. I know you're able.
Helped me overcome my fears. You've been good. around for years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God, all that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good and the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my. I'm grateful for you.